Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
few mistakes along the way, it's not over. God put greatness in you, so you gotta release it. How will people know about him if you don't release it? How will people see him in you if you don't release it? How will you be able to testify of his goodness if you don't release it?
Some people who have given up, who have lost hope just because of the few mistakes that you've made. But the Word of God says that there is therefore no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Somehow I feel that I need to emphasize this, that it's not over yet. God put you on this earth for a purpose. He put you on this earth for a reason. And as long as you haven't fulfilled that purpose,
I will praise name. Oh yes, give him glory, all ye people, for his blood can wash away . 2,000 years ago, on a hill called Calvary, Jesus bled and suffered and died. There he paid the terrible sin debt that man could not pay, and cleanse the record. And I will give him glory. I will praise him. I will praise him for his blood. that you came from heaven down to this place where we could not help ourselves. And you took our place. And you died on the cross. And you washed away every stain. And I will praise you for your blood, your precious blood, can wash away each stain. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory all the earth. Singing hallelujah, praise God, yes. I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Oh, praise God, give him glory, all ye people, for his blood can wash away. For his blood can wash away each stain. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, you have taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. Yes, it is. It is well. Oh, the bliss of of this glorious, glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, oh yes. His name to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, my soul. And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight, and the clouds shall be rolled back as a scroll. Yes, it will. Oh, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. It is well, it is well with my soul. It is well.
It is well with my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name this morning. We give you honor and glory. We magnify your name, oh God. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you, O God. We magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. We exalt your name, Jesus. We bless your name. Praise your name. We worship you, O God. We adore you, O God. We honor you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Lord, we just thank you for your goodness, your loving kindness, your faithfulness. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy, mercy, mercy. Your mercies on you every morning, O God. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of things that we have done that are not pleasing to you. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And this morning we cry for mercy, O God. Mercy, O God, mercy, mercy, mercy for our children, mercy for ourselves, mercy for our grandchildren, mercy for our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Mercy, O God, for each and every one of us. O God, your mercy is on you every morning. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. Have mercy, O God, of all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us, O God. Father God, we thank you, O God, for the grace, your grace, your grace, and mercy. Mercy, O God. Mercy upon our children. Mercy. Our grandchildren, mercy upon our great-grand, mercy upon our spouses, mercy upon our nieces and our nephews, mercy upon our siblings, mercy upon us, O God. Your mercy is on you every morning. Father, this morning we release the blood of Jesus, embodied in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. We took this service in the blood of Jesus. We took the airways, the cyberspace, the network in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, let the blood speak for us, oh God. The blood of Jesus. We took our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we took our environment in the blood of Jesus, our homes, our personal spaces in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the blood. We cover our children and grand in the blood of Jesus. We cover our spouses, our siblings, our nieces, our nephews in the blood of Jesus. We cover every food, water, everything that we will partake this day in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus, the blood that gives us strength from day to day. The blood will never, 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 hallelujah, lose its power. We thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Cover our homes in the blood of Jesus. Our cars, transportation, in the blood of Jesus, everything that we do today in the blood, keep us hiding in the secret place of the Most High. Hide us, O God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God. And the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, in the name of Jesus. We put on the armor, O God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, your holy angels to minister to us, O God, as we pray in the name of Jesus. We need divine angelic assistance, O God. This morning we pray for a fresh anointing, O God. Not the anointing from yesterday. Fresh oil, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we surrender our lives to you. Have your way, oh God. Have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, through our ups and downs, we praise you. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. And we thank you, oh God. I thank you for each and every one under the sound of our voice, oh God. Those that are here and those that will come at another time. Help us, oh God. Cleanse us, oh God, of all unrighteousness. Creating us a clean heart, oh God, and renew our right and establish that spirit within us, oh God. Holy Spirit, move in our lives. Move in our midst, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Spirit of the living God. Fall fresh on us, oh God. Father God, we pray for healing in the name of Jesus. We pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, O God. We adore you, O God. We exalt your name. Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, we adore you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Praise your name. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to take everything to God in prayer. Father God, you see our hearts. We take everything that concerns us. We take everything to you in prayer. And we ask you to perfect all that concerns us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I've had many tears and sorrows, questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But through every situation, God gave consolation that these trials only come to make us strong. Through it all, through it all, I've learned trust in Jesus. I've learned trust in God. Oh, I've been to a lot of places, and I've seen so many faces. There have been times I felt all alone, but you know, in those lonely, lonely hours, yes, those precious, lonely hours, I said that's when Jesus let me know that I'm His own. Thank Him for the valleys. I thank Him for the trials He's brought me through. You see, if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know how that God could solve. And I wouldn't know how that faith in God could bring me. I've come to trust in Jesus, and I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, no matter what it's been, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Sean, play that again. One more time, please. You know, I've seen some dark days in this life. There were times that I didn't know if I'd make it through. But I learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in God. When it seemed the darkest, when it seemed there was no hope, oh, I've learned to depend on His word. Yes, I've learned to depend upon His precious word. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles to the book of Luke 10:38-42. I won't keep you long. It's just a short word this morning. I want to say good morning to each and every one of you this morning. I greet you in the name of the Father, the Son, and His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now it came to pass, Luke 10:38-42. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister have left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she come help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Father, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, all of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, and I bless your name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says that they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And then the Psalm 63 says, as the deer pants after the water, so my soul thirsts after you. Hallelujah. This morning, I pray that you will choose, when you choose the better part, and will not be taken away from you. That better part is spending time with Jesus. That better part is spending time in his word. That better part is doing his will. That better part is seeking after righteousness. That better part, like Jesus said, my meat is to do my Father's will, to do God's will and to finish. Hallelujah. That's the better part of life. Not to be all into so many things that we sometimes in church, we're so busy and we have not chosen the better part. But all I'm saying to you this morning, as you go through this week, every decision you made, everything you do, make sure it's the better part, and that better part is in Christ. Christ liked this conversation. Have I chosen the better part? If you don't know the answers, you look in the Word of God. You spend time with him, studying the Word, reading the Word, listening to worship and praise. Even if you don't feel good, listen to praise and worship. You will feel better because the Holy Spirit will move. Life, every decision you have to make, choose the better part. Choose what Christ will do. Choose what Christ will do. Choose that better part. Hunger and thirst after him. Mary hunger and she thirst after righteousness, and Jesus was filling her with his word. You cannot go wrong with the word of God. Hallelujah. Spend time in his presence. Soak in his, hear his voice. Hallelujah. Spend that moment. He wants a one-on-one time with you. Yes, you're on the prayer line. And it's beautiful. But take time, too, that you can spend one-on-one with him. This is a prayer time you spend with others, but he wants you by yourself, on-one with him. My brothers and sisters, choose the better part. Choose the better part. Choose the better part. Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Don't seek what he can give you, but seek him, the Lord, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Let me tell you the truth. God wants an intimate relationship with you. One-on-one. Hallelujah. Give him that time. Give him that time. Sometimes you think you have to call a prophet a thing. All you need is to spend time with God. And he will show you and he will lead you. Choose the better part. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And it will never be taken from you. I can never get over this scripture. It's one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible that Mary chose, comes back to me. Choose the better part. Choose the better part. What would Jesus do? What did Jesus say? I'm not saying you don't stumble, I don't stumble or fall. Yes. But he's there to lift us up. When the Holy Spirit convict us, convict you, convict me, we should come into repentance and not justify what we've done is right. Come into repentance so you lose your standing with the Father, that intimacy, that time that he fills every moment with his glory. Through it all, you can trust him. You can trust him in the name of Jesus. And I say again, pray for one another. Pray for this United States. Don't forget, pray for the President, Joe Biden, family. Pray for him. Pray for leaders. Pray. Pray for Liberia. Pray for the President and the cabinet ministers. Pray. That the Holy Spirit will move upon their hearts and give them wisdom, understanding on how to handle situations. Pray for them. We are required to pray for the leaders of nations. Because when the leader get it right, everything comes in order. Pray, and then we pray for those that lost their loved ones. Pray for Sierra Leone. Pray for the people of Sierra Leone. Pray for the nation. Pray for Ivory Coast. Pray for the nation. Pray for West Africa. Pray for nations as they come in your spirit. Pray for the leadership. Pray. And as we pray, there will be changes. We just have to lift up our and trust him. Trust him. And pray for the Liberian people. Hallelujah. Stubbornness. That they would do the right thing. Wear the right mask. Do things that it's supposed to do. So, Father, this morning, we lift up Joe Biden in the name of Jesus and his wife and his family and grandkids, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to touch him in a special way. We ask the Holy Spirit to move upon him in the name of Jesus. We ask the Holy Spirit to lead him and guide him, oh God, to make the right choices and make right decisions concerning this nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up his family and cover them with the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh God, that you touch their hearts, oh God. You draw them closest to you, oh God. We pray, Father God, that as the president kneels down in prayer, you would give him wisdom how to run this nation, how to make the right decisions, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, move in the White House, move in the Oval Office, move in the Cabinet, move in the House of Representatives, move in the Senate, move in the Congress. Holy Spirit, move in the city, move in the states, the government, the city governments, the counties, oh God. Let there be a mighty move of the Holy Spirit from the White House all over. Oh, Holy Spirit, move. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, keep the president covered with the blood of Jesus. Keep his family covered with the blood of Jesus. Let your holy angels guide him and guide them and protect them, oh, God, the family, oh, God. We pray for Kamala Harris and her husband, oh, God, and the children. We ask you to bless them and touch them, help her to make the right decisions, oh, God. Give them that wisdom that comes from above in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, help them to seek you more after righteousness so that they can be filled. Help them, oh God. Righteousness exalts a nation, so help them and move upon them, oh God. Let there be a transformation in the name of Jesus. And let the name of Jesus be glorified. Thank you for the wave of revival in this nation. We pray, Father God, for President George Weah, his wife, his family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, his vice president, all the cabinet ministers, oh God, and their families. Father God, we pray that they will do what is right, oh God, that they will seek you, oh God, and not seek men, that the president will seek you, your face, oh God, and not man's face. That you will let him know how to, what to do and what not to do, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we separate him from ungodly relationships and friendships, oh God, that is not right, that is trying to influence him to do what is wrong, oh God. In their own interest, we, oh God, help him, open him his eyes, open his ears, oh God. Help him to make the right decisions for the Liberians, oh God. We pray for the nation. We pray for, oh, Father God, that you will intervene in this COVID-19. Oh, Father, we pray, oh, God, cover the nation with the blood. Father, that land, heal the land. Heal the land, oh, God. Heal the land. Father God, we bless you. We thank you, oh, God, for Sierra Leone, oh, God. We thank you for the leadership. We thank you for what you're doing in that nation. We pray for the president. We pray for his family in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, for you to lead and to guide him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever, surround him with right counsels that can give him the right advice, counsels that have the fear of God. Oh God, keep the nation covered with the blood of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you this morning that we will be strong and we'll trust you, knowing that you will intervene on behalf of these nations. Oh, Father, we thank you and we know it is done. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Have a blessed Sunday. Amen. A blessed week. Remember to choose the better part. God bless you.